Well, you know, each week at this time... thank you. We honor a town, a village, a burg, a municipality, Fitchburg, anywhere. And with our town of the week, here is Stephanie Lee, most definitely.
Thank you, Michael. Known locally as Little Sweden, USA, Lindsborg, Kansas sits nearly in the heart of the state, about 2 hours west of Topeka. Lindsborg is part of McPherson County and houses a vast and proud Swedish heritage. Oh. Pastor Olaf Olsson led a group of
Is he Swedish?
He sounds Swedish to me.
Oh, didn't know that.
Pastor Olaf Olsson led a group of Swedish immigrants that settled the town in the late 19th century. The town was named after three founding members who were part of a Chicago-based Swedish Farmers Coalition.
What were their names?
I can't wait to tell you, Michael. Lind, Lindgren, and Lindahl.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
That's like a Swedish law firm.
Oh, yeah, it does. In 1879, the railroad was finished and the town officially incorporated into a city.
Yeah.
2 years later, Bethany College was established in the city. Bethany also has the legendary Swedish Pavilion.
Huh.
Built for the St. Louis World Fair of 1904, the Ferdinand Boberg Pavilion was moved to Bethany shortly thereafter. Huh. It was used as a classroom, library, and even a museum until 1969, when it was moved to the McPherson County Old Mill Museum and honored in 1973 by being added to the National Historic Register.
What, this pavilion, what was in it at the fair?
I actually don't know. What was in it at the fair?
Swedish things?
I don't know. We'll have to ask our Town of the Week person when we call them.
Okay. So your inquiry didn't go into what was in the building, just the fact that there was a very famous building?
Correct.
But we made the extra step there and gone into what was in the...
I should have. I got carried away with the other parts of my research.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just giving me a hard time. That's what I do.
I can actually share some of the things I did research in just a moment.
Okay. Yeah, good comeback. Thank you.
Lindsborg is home to many memorable city events, including Waffeldagen, International Waffle Day.
Waffeldagen?
Waffeldagen, correct. Waffle. So an interesting side note about Waffle Day or Waffeldagen. The name comes from Varfrudagen, which means Our Lady's Day in Swedish.
Oh, kidding.
So it sounds a lot like Waffeldagen, which means Waffle Day. And so because of that, in Sweden, Waffle Day is actually celebrated on the Christian holiday of Annunciation, while in the U.S., it's celebrated on the date of the U.S. patent on the waffle iron.
So that's a religious observation on the waffle
iron? Waffeldagen in Sweden is the Annunciation. But in the U.S., it's International Waffle Iron.
Do they put a waffle iron up on the...
I don't know. That would be something.
Whatever that podium is called. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm just talking to myself, really. You don't have to answer anything I say.
So in addition to Waffeldagen, Lindsborg and Bloom and Millfest are other memorable city events. But the Crown Jewel Festival has to be the biennial Svensk Hyllningsfest. Since 1940...
Your Swedish is good.
Thank you.
I think. It sounds like Swedish anyway.
I'm trying very hard. You can ask whoever we call to see if...
Svensk what?
Svensk Hyllningsfest. Svensk Hyllningsfest. Try to say that three times fast. Since 1941, every October of odd-numbered years, the town puts together a celebration of its Swedish heritage with Swedish music, dancing, and, of course, a smorgasbord.
Why just odd-numbered years?
Because the funding of this particular holiday, they could only do it every other year. And so they decided just the odd-numbered ones.
Uh-huh.
There's also a costume contest, parade, a run, and a giant game of Coob. Have you ever played Coob, Michael?
No, maybe I have. I don't know. What is it?
It's a traditional Nordic lawn game. It sounds like some people in the audience might know. It's similar to horseshoes or bocce ball, but you play it with wooden cubes.
Oh,
it's quite fun. So... yeah, maybe in the summer we can play a game of Coob, Michael.
We'll do shots and play Coob.
Sounds wonderful. Tequila and Coob, a multicultural event. Famous residents include artist Birger Sonsen, whose work is showcased in the local art museum, Russian chess grandmaster Anatoly Karpov. The town is
How did Karpov get in there?
I don't know. He lives in Lindsborg.
Okay.
The town is still 30% Swedish and houses several souvenir shops in town where you can pick up a dollar horse of any size. And the locals...
Pick up a dollar horse?
A dollar horse. D-A-L-A.
A horse for a dollar?
D-A-L-A. It's a type of woodwork where they carve a horse out of wood and then they paint it in various colors.
You know, I didn't even realize you were Swedish until this moment.
I actually do really love the country of Sweden and some of its cultural...
I know, and the men. I think you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so the only reason I've ever played Coob, I dated a Swedish man once.
Now we're getting down to it.
But yeah, dollar horses. Side note, I also collect dollar horses. I meant to bring
one. And Swedish men.
No, not Swedish men. Just the dollar horses.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
It's a wooden. It can be a horse. I actually have a dollar pig that an ex-boyfriend gave me. So this is coming out very badly. But so a dollar horse.
Well, did it end badly? I don't know. It didn't end well.
Dollar horse, wooden horse, painted in wonderful patterns.
Okay.
And the locals will always cheer on the Bethany College terrible Swedes. So, welcomen to Little Sweden, USA, otherwise known as our Town of the Week.
Very nice. Very nicely done. Beautiful. And the terrible Swedes, they can say that because they are. If this were as a Norwegian town and they played, they say they call their team the terrible Swedes, that would be something else again. We've been calling randomly. Lyle has been just putting numbers together. And he got Lindsberg, Kansas, and Kathy Richardson online with us right now. Let's say hello to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Is Richardson a Swedish name?
Richardson. I'd like to say Lind Richardson, but it's not true. It's just Richardson.
Richardson. Are you married to a Swede?
I'm married. My husband is Jim Richardson. He and I have a gallery here in Lindsborg.
Well, you do. Is any of it Swedish? A gallery, a Swedish gallery?
We find a way to work the Swedish thing into what we do. and I think we have Swedish steamship tokens made into jewelry. We have, Swedish gems and minerals made into jewelry. Uh-huh. So we work it in.
Yeah. And you celebrate, what is that again?
Hillningsfest?
Yeah, the Hillningsfest.
Yeah, Kilningsfest. I think that was a marvelous pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you.
She's very good.
Yes. Yes, we do. We are all about it. I have my costume, as does everybody who works in our gallery, and we become little Swedish gals for the day.
Yeah? How does that work for you?
Well, it works pretty good, actually, I think. I think we're not Swedish by birth, and we weren't born in Lindsborg, but we're learning. You know, we're learning the Swedish thing and enjoying it, too.
You have to adjust, no matter. Have you lived in other places and had to adjust to different nationalities?
Oh, yeah. We lived in Denver for many years and chose to come back to our home state of Kansas.
Yeah.
And we chose Lindsborg because it's an interesting place, and it has this interesting international aspect to it.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way.
Yeah.
And do you play Coob?
You know, I have experimented with it.
What sort
of
experiment?
One of our friends is the Coob Master, Craig Lofton.
Craig Lofton is the Coob Master?
He's the Coob Master in our town.
Is that an appointed or an elected position?
Oh, it's just I'll do that.
Oh.
so much of what happens in Lindsborg is...
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Or this is a good idea. I'll do that.
That makes sense. And what are the duties of the Coob Master?
The Coob Master puts on the Coob tournaments, usually one at Midsummer's, and then other Coob games at various, you know, public events during the year, and then trying to get that worked into Svensk Kilningsfest too. We just look for an opportunity in the nice weather to play a bit of Coob. We demonstrate it also for people who come to festivals in Kansas, show them how to play, and anybody can play.
Yeah. How did the Swedes happen to come to Lindsborg? You probably said this, but I was so taken with your accent.
It really is a very interesting thing because we have visited the church and seen the pulpit from which this minister in the Värmland province of Sweden said, you know, we're going to go to America. We're going to try something new. We are going to, we're going to break out, and we're going to do this. Who's with me? Mm-hmm. And about 200 people, 250 people went with him.
Out of how many?
Well, I don't know. It's not a very big church, so it might have been a lot of people who were able to travel.
Sure.
And they left Wermland and came to New York and went through Ellis Island and then came to Chicago and found some land and then rode the railroad all the way out to Salina, Kansas, and then they got their wagons and their essentials, and they rode on down to Coronado Heights, which is a town, the hill outside our town, and this is the area that they wanted to settle in. And from my observations, these are people who said, you know, we want more and we want to do it ourselves. And that's what kind of inspires me to just go ahead and roll up my sleeves and learn how to be a Swede. Because that's the part of it, the arts, the music, the woodworking,
plus
the
I think
ironworking, the everything that makes me, you know, excited to be here.
I know. And I think we should be allowed to choose our nationality.
You know?
I'm not saying I wouldn't have chosen Jewish or, you know, Russian Jew. I probably would have. But it would be nice to have some options on the table, you know. And I think Swedish should be a very good one, I think.
Well, you know, I've always thought
Swedish?
I wanted to be Jewish.
John? Yeah.
John, our piano player, John, here now is Swedish, and you would have chose it, I believe, right?
Yeah, after listening to all of this,
yeah. And the fact that she likes Swedish men, that's a...
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a plus. And would... okay. And is this an odd year or an even year?
2015 was the odd year.
2015, so you just had a Svensk Filmfest.
We just had one, and we're so tired now that we can only have it again in 2017. And then, of course, 2019 is our 150th anniversary.
Oh, that's a special Svensk
Filmfest. So that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a gala Svensk Filmfest.
Sesquicentennial.
Oh, no, I can't say that. With the other Svenskas in there, with the sesquicentennial Svenskfest, Gudenfest,
you know, and
it's impossible to say that.
I'm terribly impressed that we've gotten as far as we have.
Well, that's Stephanie Lee, because she's good with languages.
Yeah, well.
She can speak any language.
Yeah.
She speaks in tongues occasionally. you don't know what she's saying, but it's very impressive to see.
This sounds creative and cool.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for speaking with us. It was very interesting, and nice to hear from you and learn about a little about Lindsberg. We have something for you for being so nice.
We do. So, Kathy, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State with handcrafted cheeses made the old-fashioned way without artificial, unnatural ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese in Plain, Wisconsin.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm going to put you on hold here so we get a mailing address for you and everything.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, all.
Right. From Lindsborg, Kansas, our Tom of the Week, Kathy Richardson. A Swedish name, by the way. All right. So you want to do this thing here?
Absolutely.
Where you pick someone to throw the dart?
Yes. Is there anyone out there that would like to throw the dart to determine our next town of the week? Okay. I saw a hand back there. Do you want to come on up?
The microphone. We need the microphone here. So we can. Yeah. John, why don't you go out there and mic her, John? Give us something to do.
Want to do what to her?
Mic her.
Miker,
technical term. All right, you do it now. Take it out there.
Yours.
Meet her along the way there.
Thank you. All right, come on up.
I'm putting it on as a mistake.
For our volunteer.
I'm adding you to my mistakes. So that's six.
Hi. What is your name? I'm Kristen. Kristen? Great. Have you thrown
Wait,
a dart before?
Ask you a little about her. You know, just what your name is.
Okay.
Kristen. Great.
Where are you from? I'm from Middleton. Oh, wonderful. What do you do?
I'm HR manager at the university.
Oh, great. Okay. Is this your first show? Wonderful. All right. Have you thrown a dart before?
Much better.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, then I'll just let you do your thing.
Okay. Our rearranged map of the U.S. Kristen. Holy cow.
Oh, nice.
Lindsborg, Kansas. What are the odds on that?
What does that say?
Sweet town. No.
Is it Hartford or? North Carolina.
And look, you win a grand prize here. It's our basket of, what do you know, goodies that we couldn't give away. We got some Badger sore joint rub, 100% natural. We don't know what's in it. Possibly a Badger. and Albertville Tavern beer holders and all kinds of things. And you'll find all kinds of surprises all year round in that basket. Thank you very much. Enjoy that.